Well, good morning. I love today. Look at all of you. There are so many of you. You're spread out on the other cushions. So here's a hint. So if there's ever too many of us for this little cushion, which I hope there always is, feel free to grab a cushion off of one of those pews, yeah? Because there's a bunch of cushions. Or I bet one of the adults will give you a cushion for a few minutes. And just come on over and sit in the middle, because I have something you'll want to see. I'll let you stay over there for today, because you don't want to come over, but that's okay. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I don't know all of you. Some of you look like you're new. I'm Pastor Angela. Good morning. Glad you're here. Today's gospel reading is a difficult one, and it said something about Jesus was talking to his disciples. He was actually kind of scolding Peter. He was kind of scolding Peter. I kind of picture Jesus with his finger like this, scolding Peter, and he says, if people want to follow me, they need to take up their crosses. Oh my gosh, it's like, really? Do I have to take up a cross? What does that mean? You know, the story of our Christian faith is that Jesus died on a cross. And I want to claim that this morning and say, my friends, we never have to go and die on a cross. Thanks be to God, because Jesus did it already. But the story about taking up our own crosses has a lot to do with us in that we aren't the center of the world. You know that? Did you know that? You're not the center of the world? Yeah? They're looking at me blankly. Well, I'm really serious. We're not. Sometimes in life, we're so focused on our own selves. Some adults say, stop looking at your own belly button and look outward, right? We're looking at ourselves all the time. We're so worried about what we want or what we think is right, that really what's better and more important is what's good for the whole. I brought something from my office this morning. Some of you have seen this already, have you not?
Yep. Pastor, we've seen it. It's kind of boring.
Yep. So this is Jesus. Can you tell everybody what you see in this image? Jesus is catching a dove. We assume that's a symbol for the Holy Spirit, yeah?
He's tearing apart the rope.
I don't see a rope, but maybe.
Kind of.
Really, the image isn't Jesus on the cross per se, is it? It's Jesus coming off of the cross. And so it's a remembrance to me all the time when I see it in my office that Jesus is no longer on the cross, that Jesus did in fact die and rise again so that we can have life and have it in wonderful, freeing, abundant ways. So my friends, sometimes you're going to get stuck on thinking only about what you want. And there may be a really important person in your life, like a parent or a teacher or a pastor or even a friend, who says, well, I hear you. I know what you want, but maybe that's not the best for everyone. And this morning, the gift for us is to remember that we are given the freedom to want and to desire things, but also to be in community so that the love of God from Jesus coming off the cross may be known for all of the world. I'm so glad you're here, and I'm so glad to remind you how loved you are by God. Can we pray together before you head back to your seats? Gracious Lord God, we give you thanks that you have truly done the ultimate act, giving us freedom and life everlasting. I pray for all of us gathered together today so that we may be a community loving and serving you. Thank you for all of these children, for the ways that you teach us about your love through them. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, amen. You may head back to your seats. Thanks, everybody.